One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You got the D-Man, you got Mikey V. In case you didn't know, the D-Man did indeed go to the Masters, wherever the Masters.
This hat's from last year, Bob. It's not even from this year.
Oh, that hat is special, Joe. Yeah. That is so good.
You're wearing a Masters polo.
I am.
What the fuck are we talking about, Bob? This guy's laughing at me. He's wearing a bright green.
You know what, bro? Why don't you go with the guy who brought it up? Don't be afraid of Bob. Go after him a little bit.
No, don't bring it up.
He's wearing a fucking Masters in gigantic fucking print. It'd be like if I wore a shirt that said Masters across the front. You could break my balls. I just think the hat was funny. Nice hat, by the way. Very nice.
It's not even from this year. It's from last year.
When the D-Man that went to the Masters last year, he came to dinner. We all went to dinner like the next night, and he had like a Masters shirt, the Masters belt, like just Masters. just a head to toe for the D-Man.
Unbelievable, man.
I don't mind it.
I'll tell you, Mike, you know what I do? Whoever sent you to Mexico for this wedding, it's just absolutely it's crazy. It's crazy, dude.
I'm such a psychopath about like my like routine and like everything I do. I'm so like robotic with like every day is the same. And like I really get anxious about going away and leaving that, especially for like 5 days. Like this is a 5-day thing. So I broke my wife's chops a lot about it, but I got to be honest, like once I got here, the place is really nice. Like it's really nice. Having a nice time.
Is that a painting of an agave plant behind you? I think it is.
I don't know.
That's an agave. That's what makes tequila.
You know better than I would, Joe. You're a horticulturist. I am not. But you got a good eye for that.
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, speaking of routine, Mikey at the outdoor gym in the
Mikey's the classic, like I'm working while you're sleeping type of guy. and he's gonna let you know, dude. Shoulders look good though, Mikey.
They do look good. You know, like it's like I don't know, like your guys, like every like a part of your everyday life is, you know, golf. And a part of my everyday life is that it's just something I love.
Are you working on the tan, Mikey, out there getting some
sun? I think I've caught some rays. That gym, by the way, it is nice. That is nice working out outside though, bro. Like that setup is mint.
Nice touch.
You got to go in the morning though when it's not hot. It's still and cool.
Me and Holly were there at like 6:30 or 7 o'clock because
if you go later, it's brutal.
The time difference, the 3-hour time difference is like, I woke up this morning at 4:30. Like, wait, I can't sleep.
Pacific time, Bob.
You might have said this, but it is you said the obligations today. Is the wedding today?
That's today. Yeah, it's today.
Hold on. So the wedding's on Masters Sunday?
But the time difference, the wedding doesn't start until the Masters is over.
Doesn't start until the Masters is over. Yeah, oh, okay. All right. All right.
Time difference.
I wonder if
that would have been another bang job for me for sure. Easter got me a couple of years ago. You remember that one when Easter fucked me out of Masters?
Did you have a family? Was it a family thing for Easter?
My mother, for whatever reason, I don't know what the reason is, but my mother is upset. Like Easter, for whatever reason, is her favorite.
Italians
feel out of Easter. I love my mother. Mom, if you're listening, I'm not against you. It's just that to make Easter such a big deal for me, I just don't. Whatever. I love you. I don't want to talk any shit. But yeah, Easter fucked me out of the Masters a couple of years. You all know.
I got him that.
That's a handsome mug. We've talked about that mug. It's a good mug.
Yeah, it's a good mug.
But you know what, Mikey? I think Italian, Catholic, Roman Italians, like, they take Easter very personal. Like it's very dear to them. Like same thing with my family. I'm like, what are we going to get fucking, like, it's a big deal because it's the day, you know, it's the day the Lord rises. So it's like, that's the most important.
We are as a society suffocating ourselves with things. We're suffocating ourselves. There's something that's important. Every other week, there's something that's majorly, no knock on Easter. Don't pretzel me. Not a knock on Easter, religious holidays. But I just feel like we are suffocating ourselves. We don't have time to breathe.
I've noticed is every day it's like a new, like, it's National Boyfriend Day or it's National, like,
a National Day.
Yeah, we got every single day covered. It's too much. It's too much.
When does it end?
I agree. I do.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world. Again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
As we keep it on moving here on the Brilliant Dumb Show. But yeah, I was telling Joe, you know, I got back at 5 in the morning last night from UFC fights.
That's tough. I thought I was.
You're a trooper. I know you wanted to push it back. That window was for me. We could have done later.
No. But,
I appreciate the push there. UFC last night, I couldn't really get into it, but all I heard, and I got to tell you, I saw it, the Pimblett fight. This guy looks like he is really starting to ascend. And I actually thought he was kind of going to regress a little bit. I thought he was kind of going to take a step back, but apparently not. You were there. You saw it. What did you think?
Yeah, we were seeing the floor. What? We were winning left and right. Pops was going nuts. It really was. It was a fucking blast. But at the same time, too, with Patty, Michael Chandler's lost like his last 4 or 5 fights. And the last fight he won was Tony Ferguson, I believe, who really, I mean, that guy hasn't won a fight in a very long time. He's a legend. But it was so much fun. And then love him or hate him, when Trump walks in, that walkout that he does. Imagine if I were to have told you that there would be a president that has a UFC walkout song and comes out during the UFC. It's just to see him come out. It's just it's
wild. Rock.
Yeah. And he's at almost every fight. I mean, Mikey, the fight that we were at, he was at the fight that me and you were at, Joe, was at. He's at almost every fight.
He's a huge MMA guy.
Yeah.
The fights were awesome, but maybe my favorite thing out of that came from last night was the picture that Bob sent.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean,
the Diesel's Superman fucking logo, his Superman fucking.
It's almost as big as his head.
Big as his head. I was going to say, it's as big as his head.
For those who listen on the audio, my dad ran into Shaq. And they got a picture together. It's an absolute all time.
I
got
to do a side by side of Mr. Burger and Shaq, and then me and Shaq.
That's next. What I thought of right when I saw him.
Mikey, you're actually one of the few pictures I've seen next to Shaq where he's not bodying.
Dude, let me say something about Shaq. I when I met Shaq 2017, he was not prime Shaq. He's definitely not prime Shaq now. He's hunched over a little bit.
Yeah,
he's that stature. He has. Because that's not full. You're not getting full blown 1993 Shaq. You're not
Orlando Magic Shaq.
Oh, that's 93 Shaq. Yeah, there's no. You're getting that pure Magic Shaq. You're not getting that. You're not getting Neon Doe from Blue Chips. You're not getting that.
Could you imagine, Mikey? Like, you know, we always fuck around with you saying with the height stuff, but like in all honesty, like, bro. You know, it's one thing for these celebrities; they can kind of hide. They put sunglasses on when they need some. Like, bro, shit. Shaq can't hide anywhere, man. Like, he came out of the tunnel and the entire arena can see him. Like, you have to look down to see what's going on, but he can't hide. And I'm sure he's used to it, but at the same time, it's like, it's one thing to be famous. It's one thing to be incredibly famous and 7'2" or
did you guys whatever. Chop it up with him at all, Bob?
My dad came down and he's like, Shaq's a great guy.
That's right. He is a nice guy.
The good thing with Shaq, too, is your dad couldn't mistake him for another pro athlete. Like, he's pretty noticeable.
He was hoping.
That would have been real bad. That would have been real bad.
Really hoping.
Hey, Bob, Dikembe Mutombo's over there.
Oh, man. Dude, he was hoping that he would see Kenny Pickett because Pickett goes to a lot of the fights because he wants redemption. So, because the first time he saw Kenny Pickett, that's when he came back. He's like, "You're never gonna believe it." That's the one we were at, Joe. He's like,
"That was Joe Burrow, right?"
Joe Burrow's a big Jackal fan.
Bob's eyes lit up like the 4th of July.
And then I got a text from Pickett of them two together. I was like, "Dad, that's Kenny Pickett." And then he saw Pickett again. And Pickett, it really is a big Jackal fan. So every time we see him, we say hello, big friend of the show. Then we saw him with the fight with you, Mikey. And then he said to Kenny, he goes, "I got to tell you, I really hope you beat out Russell Wilson.
Oh.
I really do.
Oh.
And he's like, that's not me. I'm on the Eagles.
That's two in a row. That's
well, now he's with the Browns.
That Shaq pendant. If we could talk about that Shaq pendant again, at what point do you think you have to reach in celebrity status to wear something like that and just be like, nobody's gonna break your balls about it or be like,
how heavy do you think that thing is?
Crazy, bro.
Joey D's taking a good long look at that bench.
Yeah.
Yo, that's a Cuban link. That's
gonna
that's
come
a...
back from Augusta next year, Bobby. He's gonna have to, fucking diamond chain.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
By the way, I didn't buy myself a single thing this year. I got only gifts for other people. I got Michael a very, very nice gift.
Thank
a
you,
very
Joseph.
Nice gift.
Thank you, Joseph.
Actually, yours
gonna
was
bring
the
it,
most...
Are you going to bring it to Green Bay? So I
yes.
Can Green Bay? Thank you, Joseph.
It, and by the way, yours was the most expensive gift I got.
Whoa,
for
what was that? Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
But you know what? I will say this. I don't care. I actually get a lot of enjoyment out of getting like gifts for people. So like, I actually thought I was going to spend a lot more. I spent about $700. I didn't buy myself anything. Well, I'm not. Well, I'm just saying like, it's like I got stuff for my wife. I actually bought... My future baby, I bought him a couple onesies, like for
my future baby.
I got him a couple Masters onesies. I got some stuff, man. It's
now
it's nice.
But here's what's gonna happen. By the way, what was the if I may ask? What was the item that you got, Mikey?
He wanted a quarter zip. I got him a nice. By
the
way,
quarter
very
zips are good.
Very very similar color to what you're wearing, but like a really nice green. It'll pop the eyes out, Michael. You'll look good in it.
You know it's going to be a problem.
What?
I think if the big ticket finds out that and he's worried about it, and I don't blame him. The D-man, if Ticket finds out that he got something for everybody, but
I think I didn't get something for everybody. I got something.
He just blew him off. I doubt.
No.
So that's the thing. I said to Bob, I got something for Jet and for Bob, but both of them had said like, if you see something, get Ticket didn't ask for something, and I don't know his size.
Are you watching the Masters?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't have anything till later today.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
But in all honesty, like both Jet and Bob would be like, oh, you know, like I like those Jupe shirts or something.
We
so
do.
I was like, okay, I'm there. I see something, I'm gonna get it. Ticket didn't ask for something, so I didn't get him something. So it's like it's now Bob's trying to create this narrative where Ticket's gonna think that he's the only guy. I didn't get something for FP.
No, but I'm not. But we were saying though, that is classic Ticket though. Like if Ticket hears, Ticket will be like,
oh, yeah, for sure. He's gonna
it
be like,
it was the same shit he did with the Audi Club. It was the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what happened with
it? Is.
And then didn't he end up just bailing?
He didn't show up.
No
show. Bailed.
No showed.
Mikey went out and got him an extra ticket.
He busted the first ever Audi Club trip. First of all, it happened so many years ago now. I think it was like 2021. I want to say.
22,
like
22 maybe.
Okay. And it was just us three because it was just the Brilliantly Dumb show. It was us three and my friends. That was it. And then, like, after the second one, Ticket's like, you know, it's kind of fucked up. I don't get the invite to the Audi Club thing, but I don't want to say anything. And then he hits you with, the, I don't want to say anything. So I'm like, bro, you're 100% right. I love you. I want, because I do. I love Ticket. I was like, I got you the ticket. I'm buying it. It's done, sealed, delivered. Guy just no-showed. Just didn't come.
Oh, he never showed up.
And he was at Luna for the, when we recorded the podcast at Luna outside. He was there, remember? He was doing the tech work, and he just didn't come to the game.
I said to him, I'm like, you coming to the game? He's like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to. I was like, Yeah. What?
Which is even crazy.
He's like, I couldn't be bothered with the traffic and all the stuff.
He had a party bus. What traffic?
What
he
traffic?
On the party bus.
Correct. That's classic Pop. I love him to death, but that is classic. He did it to Showtime with the Nantucket trip. D-Man, remember he bailed on that Nantucket
trip? By the way, if he catches wind that we're talking about him right now,
he's gonna be bad. It's gonna be
really bad. But I will say he's one of the best to ever do it. I love him to death.
Of course. My guess
but you start thinking like with the gifts, like if you're getting something for someone, like at what point do you stop? Because like if you get something for one, then another. So like if somebody tells me, hey, if you see something, like I will get it. And by the way, I would never ask for a dime for it. Like I'm happy to give it as a gift. But at the same time, like
Joe,
I'm not.
I told Joe, I said, you're not paying for my shirt.
Well, your money's no good here. So it's that,
and he's insisting upon it. That's how, you know, Joe is
but
like.
I'm happy to do that because like I don't like that's something that you don't do every day. You don't go to the Masters every day. So it's like when you do, it's nice to get it. Now I read something or somebody was creating an article saying that it's like if you wear something from the Masters but you've never been, it's like fraudulent. I think that's such bullshit because I think it's nice to get gifts for someone from that because they make for great gifts. By the way, do you know
gift somebody who was there like 2 years ago sent me this.
Yeah, and like, it's nice.
I mean, like, I can't wear the shirt because I've never been there. Like, that's outrageous.
I heard they make $1 million an hour in that pro shop.
That's because
million an hour.
That's a fair going rate.
Because that's the thing, too, is like everybody that goes is getting gifts for so many people that they go in there and they're getting 50 different things. Mikey, you got to hear. We'll play it on the audio so you don't have to play it, but a local news like place did an interview with Joe and it sounds like a Dateline NBC thing. They're like patrons at the Masters have found that pimento cheeses are like $1.50. And they're like, we spoke to one patron, Joseph DeMar, and Cutsy's hammered. And Cutsy's like, yeah, I'm out here. And he comes in just fucking hot into the interview.
He came in like he thought he was like ripping a podcast.
Yeah, he came in hot and the guy didn't know what he does or anything like that.
Yeah, no idea who I was.
Hey, Joe, the show never stops, my friend. The show never stops.
No, it doesn't.
You have a reputation to uphold.
We'll have Bone play it on the audio.
Sodas are $2 and the beer just $6.
Oh, well, you picked a fat guy who loves food, so you're in the right spot, my man.
Joe DeMar was just delighted to talk about food at the Masters.
It's like you're stepping into like a different time period. And then we bought like 5 breakfast sandwiches. We had some beers because that's what we do early. And it was like all this stuff. And the lady was like, it's $25. And I was like, wait, what? Like, did you get everything? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right, that's something I can get behind. So yeah, it's unbelievable. $1.50. I had my first pimento cheese sandwich today. I thought it was awesome.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, it's just...
I need to hear it.
Yeah,
it's good.
It really is. He sends it to me. It's fucking unbelievable. I told Joe, just back to the UFC, you know, I brought Jet because we went to one in Tampa. Jet had the time of it. Like, it was amazing. We had so much fun. But you go to the UFC with Jet. I can't tell you if this guy is miserable. You have no idea. You have no idea. Like, even my dad's and I will turn and be like, how you doing? Like, you're doing? Because he just sits there like this. And he just like has like a puss on his face, but that doesn't mean he doesn't like it. It's just Chet.
And we also know that he's heavily invested probably in every fight going on. You don't know what I feel like Jet may have a couple bets you don't know about either.
He always does.
He refuses to ride the bets. So he always has to take it in his portion, which is fine. But then when he puts out a bet, he wants you to ride, and we'll ride, but he's the worst rider of all time. He will not ever go with a bet that you say. Like, Mikey, sometimes we throw it into you. We'll be like, I'm taking this. You'll be like, I'm riding.
Yeah, Mikey's a good rider.
He has zero ridership whatsoever.
He'll be like, I'll wait till the game starts. Then I'll get it live.
Yeah.
And what that face that you're talking about, Bob, that's a resting bitch face that he has sometimes.
Resting bitch face. Resting death face.
Bro, and I said to him, I mean, sometimes like people would come down and come ask for a picture, and he'll be like this. He'll be like, you want me to take it? Like, and I was like, dude, you look pissed off like when you're saying it. Like you know, he'll be like, you want me to take it? And he'll go like this. And it's like, you just don't know. You just don't know.
I tell you what, next week going to be an interesting week, Bob. Me and Joey D in Green Bay, just me.
Is that next week?
We get back from Virginia for 1 day, Bob, and then I'm headed to Wisconsin for 5 days with Michael.
That'll be fun, Milwaukee, Wisconsin for 5 days with the D-man.
We're playing golf at Sand Valley.
Are you bringing your clubs, by the way?
I mean, if I'm playing Sand Valley, but it's going to be cold as shit.
You told me that they're renting clubs, but I just feel like
I'll bring my own clubs.
I'm going to be so much worse.
But just for one round, though, Day?
Yeah, I'm bringing my clubs.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, too, the other thing they have us doing, Mikey, I don't know if you saw it, we're going to a Brewers game, and on the side of the Brewers game, they got us inside of a, what do you call it, like a simulator, Bob. They got golf simulators inside of the stadium.
At the Brewers game?
At the Brewers game. Yeah.
All right. Listen, I like betting the Brewers total team runs. I'm a big fan of that bet, so I'll be on that.
Christian Yelich better hit a couple dingers.
Yeah.
Yankees are dead.
Yeah,
dead in the water.
Can't say that.
They're dead in the water. It's over. They just don't have it. They're hurt.
Pitching
they got the
so injury. Bad, man. Pitching is bad, man.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Very nice, D-Man. Very, very
that
nice.
That D3K2 is
I have not tried that yet.
That is the immune system, like, cheat code. That D3K2.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe's right, by the way.
The guy who hasn't gotten sick this year yet, knock on wood. And I
got sick yesterday.
I've been around a lot of illness.
I'm worried about that back issue, D.
I went to a chiropractor the other day for the first time.
How'd it go?
It was interesting, dude. He tells me to like lay on this thing and all of a sudden he just goes like this and my body just starts cracking.
Oh.
Now I know he's good because he works on Justin Thomas. So like, I know he's like a legitimate, like, Bob, you know what? I walked into like the main area and there's like a Masters flag signed by Justin Thomas on there. So like, I know that it's like a top tier doctor. So I'm like, I know I'm in good hands, but it's still, you hear them cracking your body like that. And you're like concerned. Like, is this normal?
A chiropractor unlike any other, some would say.
The number two Canadian barber of the year. What was it? The
2018 Canadian barber of the year. This is the 2025 Augusta chiropractor of the year.
Well, no, he's based out of Jupiter. Great guy. His name's Steve. But
my back's been bad. He does Justin Thomas, so you know he's legit.
Well, I'm just saying, like a guy who's in the PGA Tour is going there, you got to know this guy's credentials are through the roof.
Yeah, yeah. After being in Miami and it was fun, we're so lucky to live in Jupiter, man. It really is. It's just, you go to Miami, it's like, oh my God, it's just fucking chaos. Everything here is so quiet.
No, I was in Atlanta. Atlanta was brutal too.
Yeah, it is. It's a party city, and the people. I mean, tough. The driving there is chaotic. It's just so happy to be in Jupiter. And same with Justin.
We're in like a little bubble. We're in a little bubble that's just very quiet, very serene, very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Jupiter's good spot. A lot of golf. A lot of golf people going there now. It feels like
it is. Another thing, I check the Brill and the Dumb Show YouTube every single day now to see where that thing's going. I mean, we just continue. We really are cranking, fellas. It's really, really good to see. So thank
Nice.
you
Nice.
to everybody that's been watching, subscribing, the whole nine yards. But without further ado, let's head on over to our buy or sell segment here of the show. I'm going to start with you, Mikey V, to get us kicked off here for the buy or sell.
Yeah, I'm going to sell the situation going on the last couple of days. This Nico Amaliava situation at Tennessee, with him holding out for more money, not going to sh then no showing spring practice, and then Tennessee drawing the line in the sand and kicking him off the team, or separating from him, however they call it. Just the landscape of college football right now, how insane this is. This feels like the first real crazy incident of the NIL era. In terms of like a really high profile player having a dispute with a blue chip university like Tennessee, a blue chip program like that. I'm not putting the blame, honestly, on either side. I think Amaliava's biggest problem is the fact that his agent is like his dad and like his dad's friend. And I think they kind of just screwed him, for lack of a better. Like, I think if he had gotten like some type of professional representation, somebody who really knew how to negotiate, I think this probably could have got avoided, but it's a scary thing to think like, it's like, is this the direction it's heading in? And Tennessee, I give them credit for standing their ground and not caving, because I really thought when it first came out and he was asking for money at this point in the season, the teams are having their spring games. I thought they would have just bit the bullet and paid him, to be honest. But I guess they said fuck it, and it just feels like this is a real turning point in college football in terms of the whole NIL era. It's crazy. Like, it's a crazy story.
Two things for me on that front. First thing, he's not that good. Guy's washed up. He's like another version of DJ Ugalalia or whatever it is. He's not very good. Second
He
thing,
was only a freshman, though, to be fair, Joe. Like, he could get better conceivably.
That game where he ran out of bounds when the game was ending, and he didn't even have the presence of mind to try to chuck it into the end zone. Even I would have tried
Probably
to throw
didn't
the
have the
ball.
over in that game. You could bet your bottom.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Second thing, no one should ever have family representing them as an agent. It's a terrible idea. Remember Lamar Jackson's mom screwed him for years, almost prevented him from getting that big old deal. The only thing is the guy was like the greatest player of all time, so they couldn't help but give it to him. But his mom was detrimental in getting him a deal, because you're very biased. You have to go to someone who knows what they're doing, who has expertise in that field.
Credentials.
Yeah, you just can't just pick it up.
Like
It's
your
like,
chiropractor, basically.
could be you, Mikey. I'm dead serious, Mikey. That's what you're going to the class. I'm being
Why is Joe
serious.
laughing? Why does Joe always laugh at
I know,
everything?
I was being
What?
dead. I was
I
a
think Bob
hundred.
was. I think maybe Bob was being serious there for a second. Maybe
He
for a
was
second.
joking.
I no,
Mikey,
I
you don't actually think you're gonna go and represent like a top tier Div one, like
Well, I'm not looking to become an agent. I'm looking to just like rep kids to get brand deals.
Yeah,
I'm
but
not
that's why
looking to
I'm
be,
saying you're not
yeah,
looking
I'm
to
not
be
looking to
like
be a
a major
professional agent.
professional agent.
I'm
But
just looking to
that's
bridge gaps between the like certain brands and collegiate
but
athletes.
wouldn't that be some sort of agent or a manager if you're trying to go get brand deals?
To a degree, but I don't think like not full representation where like the kid's gonna come out in the NFL draft and he's gonna start talking to NFL teams. First of all, you have to go through like courses, like multiple courses, get multiple certifications and take tests for that. So like you
Wow. You
that's a
should
whole nother
start off by
different
talking
career.
to
I don't even
Pavia.
start a new career.
Yo,
Yeah,
watch, you're gonna.
Pavia wants a piece, man, of a certain
Oh!
golf brand that I'm very familiar with. Oh,
Wow, he wants in on have a day.
Pavia's Mr. Pavia, man.
We can
Nobody,
talk. We can
listen.
talk.
Hey, Bob, he's an SEC guy, so
Yes.
that's some. There's
Dude,
some
we're.
eyeballs on Vanderbilt.
I think, yeah, and Breezy Opens are coming up soon. I'm not letting any cats out of the bags with that, but I have certain guy, certain national champion wants to attend the first Breezy Open with a foursome. Gonna have that guy over there for that one.
Wow.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah,
Maybe
I talked too soon, Bob.
I mean,
Well,
watch
you
your
didn't really talk. You just fucking laughed in my face.
cut.
You didn't really talk. You just fucking cracked up. But you know what? I love you regardless. Everything just glides off my shoulders.
It'll all wash off when I give you that beautiful. Double XL Q zip.
In his homeland of Canada or Wisconsin.
He's gonna love holding that Q zip over your head. He'll
shut the hell up, Bob.
Like he'll take a shot at you and be like, "But Mikey, I love you. I got you the Q zip."
Bob, imagine if it was a Q-zip and it was in the style of that hat and it just fucking said Masters across the front of it. Is this just got the logo, Joe? It's just got the logo? Thank you. Thank you.
That's exactly what I wanted.
I'm very excited
for my sweatshirt.
Bob, it's one of those athletic ones. They got one for you and Jet.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah.
By the way, Ticket, they both asked, so no need to get on angst, you know?
Okay. All right, let's head on over to the D-Man for the buy or sell.
I thought long and hard about whether or not I should sell this because I'm going to take a ton of flack about it. And you know what? I'm still going to sell it because I'm just going to always do what I think is
fuck them kids for me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm selling it, and it's going to be a really tough take, and a lot of people are not going to be happy. I tried one the other day. This is the second time I've tried this now. The first time I tried it, I was like, this isn't for me. I was at the Masters the other day.
Don't say Augusta.
I tried it again.
All time. That was all time.
By the way.
Story that was, man.
Joe, that was
the greatest things ever.
No, it wasn't. I got a bunch of slack for that.
Dude, I do just wanted to chip in for the folks doesn't know. There was a time we were at the Waste Management. We're in the living room. And Cutsy keeps mentioning the word Augusta. And Perez did not want him to say the word Augusta because he doesn't want to.
It's one of the most fucking ridiculous things I have ever heard in my life. It was I was using the Lord's name in vain.
I was in the clouds. I was in tears.
It was one of the funniest. I don't have it on film. It was one of the funniest that joke. Perez felt like if Cutsy, I could be off air, but correct me if I'm wrong.
I said to him, Perez, do you think, like, in all honesty, now with the connections that we have and stuff, that someone like in the future would ever be able to take you to Augusta? And he didn't even want to answer the question.
I don't know if that's exactly how that story went, Joe.
It was something, and he didn't even want to answer it. And then he's like, first off, don't say Augusta. Second of all, don't ask me that, because if I answer, it's not going to happen. It was like he thought that if he said something that it'd go against the universe and turn the tides of making it happen. It was the most fucking ridiculous thing
like,
I've ever
it's
heard.
It's like if you say Beetlejuice three times, he's going to
go. Oh, yeah. I was like using the Lord's name in vain, Michael. It was preposterous.
That is how he reacted.
It was like I was using some blasphemous language.
I'd love to call him right now. But where it started from was... Where it started from was on the 17th hole at Waste Management. Cutsy ran into a mutual friend who I now know to a really nice guy.
Really nice.
This is driving it right.
So this I will say is fair where the conversation led, but we saw this guy on the 17th hole. We've talked about it before. And Cutsy screams to me and he goes, Bob, this is the guy I was telling you about. He's a member at Augusta.
No, the guy's dad. I think it was the guy's dad.
And then the guy said, he's like, dude, he's like, you can't. He's like, take it easy. Like, you can't say that. So then I think we told Perez about it. But then Cutsy kept saying Augusta. So every time Cutsy said Augusta, Perez would say, don't fucking say Augusta.
Yeah, he got really mad.
He was a guy that never gets upset.
He was pissed.
And Mikey's just on the recliner fucking dying the entire time. What a great trip that was, man.
I've seen people take like literal shots at Perez and he doesn't get mad. But God forbid I said
don't
the
talk
word.
About Augusta, dog.
Don't that starts with an A and ends with an A. It was like right, the end right, of the
what,
world.
What's the sell by it?
So I was there, we're not going to mention where, but I was there this week and I said, you know what? I'm going to try it again. A guy who's like, do you want to try one? It's the Zins. I am selling Zins. I can't do them, man. I felt lightheaded, my stomach. I felt woozy. I thought I was going to puke. I don't know how people do them. Mikey, I know that you've tried them before. I just, they're not for me, man. I can't do them. I can't handle them. Maybe that's the problem. But like these 6 to 10 milligram Zin pouches, man. Bob, have you tried them? Like, I feel lightheaded. It was brutal.
I don't want to try it because for me, it's like, if I do get into it, why would I want to get into it? That's like same thing with like the pens. I just don't do it because I don't want to get hooked. Like, I think I could end up getting hooked. But in baseball, we used to do the dip, like the actual long cut dip. I tried that one time and I was in center field. It was in warmups before a game. I was like, Bob, just try one. So I tried one and it gives me a fatty. I put it in. I'm like, fuck, man, I'm getting dizzy. All of a sudden, a guy hits a fly ball. So we're shagging, you know, just fly balls. I start running to the ball and just fall down. And I took it out and I just fucking whipped out. I'm like, I'm done with that. And then I've never, but people do love Zins.
When you first do dip, like you, it's, I mean, you're going to get nauseous. I mean, it's just the way.
Oh, bro, I couldn't do it. It's like the first time you try to smoke a cigarette when you don't ever smoke cigarettes. And it's like, there's no need for me to do that. It's just not my thing. So I'm selling it. If you do Zins, which I know a lot of the younger demographic, they're all about it. I don't have any problem with it.
You're going to get that crush for that. I thought you were going to sell like the food at the Masters.
That was going to be my buy.
What did you think of the Masters food?
So I wanted to do a thing where I brought a bunch of the food back with me and I did a whole review of it, but like you can't like travel with, cause I'm there all day. Like by the time you bring a egg salad sandwich back home, it's just fucking terrible. But I tried for the first time, the pimento cheese sandwich. It was great. I honestly, and they had a barbecue pork, like that, pulled pork sandwich, which was awesome.
That might be the best item and it doesn't get talked about at all.
What they did too, which I thought was such a heady play, they had little packets of barbecue sauce. Because sometimes you get the sandwich and it could be dry or whatever, but they give the little packets of barbecue sauce. So you could just put a little of that on and it keeps it really, it was awesome. And everything was so cheap.
Did you do that peach ice cream sandwich?
Yeah, I tried it.
How was that?
It's very sweet, but it's really good, Mikey. I think that would be the thing I would have my
target sights on first would be that peach ice cream.
And they had a new item this year, was the tomato savory pie. I had no desire to try that.
I would have tried that.
I didn't have any desire. We did the breakfast. We did a biscuit, and then they have their actual other breakfast sandwich, Bob. They got sausage and bacon in there. It was really good. Yeah. So the food was all good. Very reasonable. Beers were like $5 or $6. Like
beers. I mean, you could drink a case of beer there for like nothing. I mean, it's wild.
I will say though, I mean, Joe, don't you, I think you would agree. Like I went to the Masters and you do want to go and say that you've gone and see the course is really, really cool to do. But as far as the viewing experience, and this isn't just Augusta, this is really any golf thing you go to, if you want to see shots, the different of shots that you see from your own home compared to when you're there, like even the group that you follow, you're fighting to even see the shots. If you have the chance to do it, I do think you got to do it, but you really don't get to see much golf.
No. So I agree with you, Bob. I will say two things. The first thing is that just being there and seeing the course and like walking the grounds is spectacular. Even if you didn't see a single shot all day, it's like surreal when you walk in there. But to your point, it's even more so because you don't have your phone. So like I had matchups and you don't even know who's hitting what. Like normally you're at a normal tournament, you can like look on your phone, keep track of who's where.
Are you with the phone? You're not allowed to physically bring it in with you. They check you for the phone.
They'll either have you turn it in when you walk in or I just leave it in the car.
Like smart.
Okay. I don't need someone else holding my phone. So I'll leave it in the car. And then the problem is, like you're at the tournament, like we got there at like 8:30, we left at 6, and then you come back and then I turn my phone on and it's like you have, like we had work calls I had to catch up on, like all this shit. And so for the next 2 hours, you're just like trying to catch up to everything that was on the phone. So the Masters, it was great, but I will say that like, I think I got sunstroke because I was supposed to go yesterday too. I didn't go. Yes, I felt terrible. But it's a long day. It's exhausting. And it's like you don't get the viewing experience that you do sitting at home. So like I don't know if I'll
be. I mean, you guys have been to way more of these than I have, obviously. But I thought that one of the cooler viewing experiences was at the Waste on the 16th from the
bus. Yeah, that's
like, fine. I thought that was like ideal because you could see you're on a perch, you could see everything. Now that's not a normal thing to have happen all the time, but I will say that was Like I the energy alone at that hole, everybody knows the waste, people go fucking crazy, but the energy at that hole combined with the view that we had and the situation, I thought that that was like, I don't know if anything could top that.
The other thing with that, Mikey, is you have TVs showing the rest of the coverage. You have your phone so you can keep track. Like if you have a if you have a matchup, like the only way for me to know who was scoring was to go to the main leaderboard right near the entrance and see the score. Now, like
I do think there is something to be said for the crowd involvement at Augusta because there are no fans. Yes. Like I do think there's something how invested the crowd gets because of that. I think that is very cool.
I think the one hole that is really like it, I mean I don't want to say underrated because everyone's talking, but like viewing wise is awesome to view is the 17th at Sawgrass and we went to that that one's really really fun to see.
The Island Hole.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. We almost did for the top five this week. We almost did top five signature golf holes, but I just knew it would have been funny to see Mikey just totally make it up. I think it would have gotten tough though, like the later half of it.
We may circle back to it.
I mean, there's a lot of good holes, Bob. You got Pebble Beach, you got St. Andrews, you got Sauger. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good holes you can get.
All right, I'm going with the bye. We talked about him briefly before. I just think he's one of the most entertaining guys going right now. It'll get better and better. I could be wrong. I could misspeak here. I don't think he's lost, but Patty the Batty is one of the most fun, not only fighters, but even athletes. He has literally the best walkout there is. Like if you look at UFC walk, fucking amazing.
I think hating on him a little bit, Bob.
What's that?
You know who I think's hating on him a little bit? And it's a knock on him. I do think it's a knock on him, McGregor. I think McGregor, like he posted like a pick where he went in on like he bet like $500,000 on Chandler last night by knockout. And I just feel like maybe Connor thinks that like Patty's kind of not biting his style, but I think maybe he feels like Patty's kind of creeping in his kind of mojo territory. You know what I mean? But I think that's a good look for McGregor, honestly. Now, I don't think he said anything against him personally, but I'm just like, why would he post this, a pick about Chandler, but whatever. So I don't know, but I do think Patty's good for the
special. Dude, the McGregor thing's wild. I saw Rogan talking about it a bit ago, but like he was saying, like he earned everything that he had to where like, you're a UFC fighter like that. Like, bro, those guys, when they're done, they deserve to live however they want to live. But he looks gone. Like, I've never seen a guy where you just look at him so and just know that he's on some
There's a lot going on there, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you take back your top five athletes to date your sister? Yeah. Okay, all right.
I do. You know, I will
one
say
one of the worst all time picks of any top five I've ever seen in my life.
Keep going, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
I mean, Mikey, we all have mistakes, but that's a brain dead pick.
Anything else, Joe? Or
the guy's a piece of shit, Mikey. He's always been a piece of shit. Like always. That was part of his allure. Like people liked him because he was edgy, but he's not a good guy.
Yeah, that's kind of like I'm stuck in like this weird place with Connor where it's like he there's something really, really wrong. Now, listen, the guy got punched in the head for a living for however many years. So obviously something is probably wrong. But like I see all this crazy shit. He's with all these like women at his like bar or whatever. He's like, obviously he's fucking on whatever he's on. He's nuts. But then he does like he constantly posts the pictures with his wife and his kids. And I don't know. I'm not going to pass judgment. But yeah, I do retract the sister day. I would probably say it's not a good idea at this point.
Yo, what these guys go through is amazing. There was a guy yesterday. The guy he was fighting against was -140 to knock the guy out. And I'm thinking to myself, it's like, could you imagine going into arena and knowing that you are favored to be unconscious in a matter of a few minutes?
Which one was that, Bob?
I don't remember. And he knocked him out.
Was that the Reyes fight? No, or the Yair? No. Yair?
Before. Yes, it might have been. Rodriguez or I don't know for sure, but I remember watching and thinking, could you imagine being a -140? You're a Vegas favorite to get knocked the fuck out. Like these guys are just
that's not even that bad.
to be honest.
I know.
There's worse than that. Imagine going in and you're like a minus 500, which we've seen plenty of times, to get knocked out.
It's amazing.
Like, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. And by the way, the bright lights, like when you're there, like when you watch it on TV, it's one thing. When you're like there in the stadium and you feel like the gravity of the atmosphere and like the moment, it's so much more intense. Like the spotlights and everything, it just makes it like, it's great. Like I have like a little anxiety watching the fights.
I do too. Imagine being the fam. Like I was looking at Chandler's wife during the fight. I was watching her during the fight. That's tough, bro. When they're just getting pummeled and you got Chandler's kid was there. I don't know if you watched the fight, but they walked in to get like, it is a vicious.
I think so much is lost in translation from in-person watching a fighting sport, whether it's boxing, MMA, whatever, and to the TV. Because on TV, you see people in movies, TV shows, wrestling, fights, fighting sports. You see people beating each other up all the time. And on TV, I think you kind of lose it. When you're there and you see two guys, flesh to flesh fucking throwing haymakers, and you hear one of the shots land, and you hear it like live, you're like, holy fuck.
Never mind hear the shots. When you're close, you see the blood splatting on the side. I remember the first fight where I was really hit me is this guy got beat, like knocked out. They had to sit him on a chair for like 5 minutes and he was not even conscious. And I kept saying to Bob, I'm like, look, he's not even, the guy's like not even like conscious right now. It was like, oh my God, this is crazy. And everybody's cheering. Everybody's going nuts. And it's like you kind of feel bad. Like you're kind of like, yo, this guy's got a family and shit. You know,
he's got a family. It's flat out gladiator. I was asking Gaethje. I talked to Gaethje often, and I asked him. I was like, even the night after the fight, like, what's it like? He's like, he said, if you knock somebody out, he's like, whenever I've knocked somebody out, I sleep fine if I lose the fight and I've gotten knocked out. I've slept fine that night. If you're the one who knocks the person out, he goes, your adrenaline is pumping from the time it happens throughout the entire night. That he said he's never slept the night that he's knocked somebody out.
That's crazy. And by the way, Patty the Batty called him out to fight. I don't think, as good as he is, I don't think he could go toe-to-toe with Gaethje. I think he would lose that fight.
I do too. It'd be a good fight. I think it might happen. I hope it does. I really do. I agree. I think Gaethje would be favored, but it wouldn't be a crazy amount.
I guess that's what Patty is saying, that like people keep doubting him because they don't see him at that level, at like the top of the level. But he's proving right now, and even last night, like that fight was never close. Like he's proving that he belongs there. So good for him.
What a sport. What a fucking sport.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
All right, fellas, let's get into our top five. This is a Mikey V top five. Mikey V took the dub. I came in second. D-Man 3. Mikey, tell the folks what they're going to be getting. Congrats on the top five last week. I think this was a great call. We were scrambling for top five, so please put the top five suggestions in. And Mikey, tell the folks what they're getting today.
Yeah, we were scrambling a little bit, but we saw one out there that we liked a lot. I think I've seen it multiple times on Twitter, Instagram, people comment, and so keep those firing in for sure, YouTube. But we're going to do, in honor of the Masters, we are going to do our own personal Masters winners menu for the Masters dinner.
I had said, Bob, originally format, pick two appetizers, one entree, one dessert, one side. If you want to pivot and make it two sides and one appetizer.
Yeah, I think that's
that, better. And keep it one app, two sides, one entree, dessert. Yeah. You have to pick the numbers. So you can't just stack. You got to hit every one of those. And yeah, obviously, like if somebody takes something, it's gone. So, you know, you're going to it's going to be a little thought process into it.
Okay, I'm wait. So, but you could scramble as far as what you pick. Like you could pick.
Sure, gotcha. You don't have to pick an order, but you got to hit a dessert, two sides, an entree, and an appetizer. Yeah. Now, want to do the two apps, or would you rather do the two sides?
I mean, I was ready to do the two apps just because that's what we had put. But if we want to switch, I mean, I can make that pivot. It's not a crazy pivot by any means.
Joe,
I'm fine. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Let's. You want to do two sides or you want to do two apps?
I think there's more. I think sides is better than apps.
Okay. All right. Let's do that then. Mikey, where do you want to pick?
I'll pick one. Let me just get a pen because I'm at the hotel. So let me just get a pen room. Well, Bob, you finished second?
Or third?
Yeah, he second. Came second.
I'll go three.
All right. Joe, you're in the two hole?
Yeah.
All right.
Take it away, Michael.
Yeah, I'm going to start, tomahawk ribeye steak entree. I just think, you know, a bone-in tomahawk steak is something that I don't want to lose out on. So I'm going to take it on the first.
All right. Since there's not many apps, I'll go with an app first. I'll go with the Caesar salad, tableside Caesar.
Wow. Right under Bob's nose, he took it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's the right play.
There's not many apps to pick from, right? So it's just like...
I mean, it could be any app, really.
I know, but you start off with a banger app. You really get the meal off to a good start.
So give me mac and cheese. I want to lock in for a side. And then for starters, give me sliders. Give me the burger sliders.
All right. I'll go with a chicken parmesan as an entree. Nice chicken parm for everybody.
Over to you, Mikey.
Appetizer, I don't know if you guys want to vote it down. I don't know. But I would for my appetizer, I would do like a seafood tower or like some kind of like raw bar assortment. If that's no good, then if you guys want to vote against it, that's fine. I would want like a raw bar type of deal.
I think we got to get a specific there.
I think you either go like oysters or like shrimp cocktail or you know what I mean? Like, I feel like. You can't do like seafood towers, like a bunch of different things.
I agree. All right,
just because there's not many appetizers too, right? Like Bob might want to do shrimp cocktail if you do oysters, right? Like,
yeah. All right. I'm going to pivot away completely. I'm going to go with back-to-back sides. I'm going to do back-to-back sides. Give me a cream spinach to go with that ribeye.
Sure.
And then hit me off Lyonnaise potatoes or scalloped potatoes, the cheesy potatoes.
Sure. D-man.
I'll go with side. I'll go with the lobster tail as a side.
What did you
say? D-man. Are you fucking with us?
Gotta be fucking with us. He has to be.
No, I'm taking lobster tail as a side. Like, is that, you guys want to veto that or what?
You have to be fucking with us, Joe. You have to be fucking
with us. Why am I fucking with you? That's my pick, Bob.
Because we fucking destroyed Mikey for taking lobster tail as a side. Last year's one of the biggest
moments. But this is the Masters dinner. You could do whatever you want.
Oh, man. Let him keep it because.
No, don't. Keep... No, Mikey, you can't.
The internet's going to cook him. The internet's going to take care of
him. No, Mikey, they're going to cook him regardless. Do not let him take lobster tail as a side.
But this is different than a normal dinner. This is the Masters.
Out of principle, for the lashing that I took for the lobster tail side, I can't in good conscience let you take it.
Correct. Correct, correct. You can't do that. You're a wild, wild boy.
A normal dinner, I would say you don't. That's an enhancement. That's an add-on. But this is the Masters. This is the biggest dinner on any stage. Anything goes here.
That's an enhancement.
It's an add-on, Bob. It's an add-on, and normally, and that was my point to Mikey that you can't just. For a normal dinner, you can't. But this is a Masters dinner. This is anything goes. This is like catered, like from start to finish.
This guy's unbelievable. This guy is.
So I can't keep it.
No, fuck no, and fuck you.
That was absurd, man.
I can't believe this guy did that.
The balls on this guy.
What? But Bob, do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a normal dinner. This is like this.
But John,
like,
I get it's not a normal dinner,
set
but,
by
but
like a king.
The roasting we did to Mikey and to come in here and it is absolutely just insanity. Take it away. Who's up? Jesus.
I gotta make a pick.
Sorry.
Bob, did you take mac and cheese?
I sure did.
I got lost in that whole fucking cheese, man. All right, you know what? I'm gonna do a New York cheesecake as my dessert. I'm gonna put a dessert on the board.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows I can't take a side.
That's crazy.
All right, welcome to my world, Joe. Okay. Welcome to how I felt.
Well, you just tried to take a whole seafood down.
Okay, so that was wild. That was wild.
I'd like a tableside buffet for my appetizer, please.
Would.
Butler service.
I'll take Golden Corral as my entree. All right. My appetizer, I want sushi. Give me sushi as the appetizer.
I was about to do that.
That's a good one, D-Man.
Nice. Yeah, I feel good about it. The problem is with me is I have a mix of everything. It's like
it's all over the map. Yeah, it's correct. Like a schizophrenic came up with the fucking menu.
Incredible Lecter's
Okay, and then I kind of feel like Mikey may take this, so I do want to take it. I want an ice cream cookie skillet for my dessert.
You want the Scotty skillet.
The Scotty skillet. Were you going to take that, Mikey?
No.
I was worried about you snagging that, but okay.
All right, I need a side, right?
You.
Can I do a side of pasta?
Jesus Christ, man. No.
I'm asking the committee. Jeez, man.
The committee says
no. Split on the committee, so no.
Mikey, you were going to say yes, right? Because technically you could do
that. I'm sticking to my guns. I'm just saying no to everything.
Okay.
I'm going to return that fucking Q-Zip, man.
No, don't do that.
There it is.
That's the last time you're hearing about it. That's the last time you're hearing about it.
That Q-Zip's going to end up working against you, Mikey.
It better be in fucking Green Bay, Joe, or there's going to be problems.
It'll be there.
I'm gonna break. Well, as long as it gets shipped to me in time. It will for sure. All right, I'll do mashed potatoes for one of my sides.
Classic. I got back to back, and I got to go app, and I got to go dessert. Oh man, appetizer. I was gonna do the sushi, Bob. That was a really good play. That was a really fucking good play. You know what? I'm gonna
sushi as the appetizer, right?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a lobster bisque soup. As the app, a little soup action. Nobody went soup.
Yeah.
I like a nice little soup. Got to be big chunks of lobster in there because it's at Augusta. You know, they're not going to go cheap on the lobster. And then for dessert, what the fuck can we round it out with dessert? Bob went ice cream skillet, which is a great play. Joe went New York style cheesecake, which is a good play too. Not a lot of options left there on the dessert front. Damn, this is tough.
Yeah, it's just
this is tough.
I got a question for you guys about my list.
Go ahead.
No, I'll wait till you go.
You need an entree. That's the last thing you got.
No, but I don't know if that – I don't think that's true. That's why I'm a little confused. I need to go to the committee.
You took sliders as an appetizer, and then you took sushi. You said sliders with your appetizer, and then you took.
Well, that's okay. I got a side. Yeah, I got to do another side. You're saying, right?
Well, you only get one. You don't have an appetizer.
And you took two appetizers.
No, I can just. But I can.
That means one of his sides has to be one of his appetizers.
Gotta get re-released into the pool.
Correct.
No. One of his appetizers now has to become his entree.
I know, and that's what I can do with the sushi. No problem.
All right, so sushi's your entree.
Sushi's his entree.
Yeah, but it's not ideal.
Jeez, that's
tell you what, that ain't filling me up, dog. That dinner, I'm leaving that dinner hungry, dog. I'm leaving that dinner anyway. Dessert, I'm gonna, you know, fuck. Shit.
I have a cameo
I'm gonna go with a pie. I'm gonna go with a pie for dessert. How about a nice apple pie a la mode?
That's good.
Apple pie a la mode, little apple pie and ice cream.
Okay, and then I'm left with the sides. I'm going to go French fries.
Fuck me.
Joe's turn. My bad.
Really.
My God. You know, I fucked up because I should have taken onion rings instead of fucking mashed potatoes.
Onion rings are great, by the way.
Yeah,
and I can't do two starch. I can't do onion rings.
You have to take a side.
I know, but I feel like I need to do a vegetable.
I mean, you don't have to do anything you don't want to.
No, you do want to. Go ahead, D.
That onion ring could push you over the top.
I'm going onion rings.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think a grilled asparagus would have done much for you there.
I was thinking about a cream corn, but
cream corn's great.
Cream corn's great. And give me French fries for the side. I got a lot
going on. Bob is all over the map. It's like you put a list in front of Stevie Wonder and he just picked different cards.
He played pin the tail on the dog.
Okay, Mike.
All right. I went first. I got entree. Well, we'll go appetizers coming out first is the lobster. A nice little lobster bisque soup to wet your whistle. Then we're going to warm you up with the tomahawk bone and ribeye. Cream spinach, scalloped potatoes on the side. Classic accompaniments there. Finish off with an apple pie a la mode. At Joe's dinner, he's going to start you off with a Caesar salad. That had to be gut-wrenching for Bob, whether he
admits it. Yeah.
It has to hurt. Joe taking the Caesar first, following up with a nice chicken parm, and we're getting some mashed potatoes with the chicken parm and onion rings. A little heavy on the carbs, but it's once a year. Fuck it. Who cares? Finishing off with a nice slice of New York-style cheesecake. Now, Bob's got you. He's got some sliders coming at you right out of the gate. Nobody does like a slider.
The sliders. Start him with the sliders and the fries.
Well, no.
Fries are side,
yeah,
Bob.
And then we're coming out with the sushi tray. And who doesn't want sushi accompanied by mac and cheese and french fries, ladies and gentlemen?
We're finishing you off.
We're finishing you off. Which was probably Bob's best pick of the
Bob's got the old taste of the rainbow, just a little bit of everything, man.
This top five, I don't think I've left the top five in a long time, man. Very good.
Good stuff, fellas. Clap it up. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Please like, comment, subscribe. Michael, enjoy Mexico. We love you. We appreciate it. And as always, we will see you next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage.
Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.